The African Union's Peace and Security Council delegation, which arrived in Khartoum Wednesday, met with Sudanese authorities who described the progress that has been accomplished in the country's political transition. Speaking to reporters shortly after meeting with Mohamed Hamdan Dogolo, the deputy head of the Sudanese Sovereign Council, Jean Kamau, the Kenyan ambassador to Ethiopia, who currently chairs the African Union's Peace and Security Council, said the delegation's 2 days visit is aimed at encountering the transitional government's political progress made over the past year.
I would like to commend the Sudan for the progress that has been recorded with the ongoing political transition from the signing of the Juba Peace Agreement to all the ongoing efforts that the transition government has put in place to secure peace in the Sudan and to also build strong institutions and processes which will anchor the political transition here in the Sudan.
Kamau praised the government for what he called progressive development in Sudan. She says if Sudan remains stable, it will improve regional peace and security as well.
We also note that the effort that has been put in place is very, very important for the Peace and Security Council to see how African problems are being addressed by Africans in a very meaningful and committed way, and that the lessons drawn from the Sudan will be very important for us to understand how we can really intensify our efforts in our different countries.
The AU delegation's visit to Khartoum coincided with the arrival of U.S. Special Envoy Donald Booth, who is in the Sudanese capital to monitor the country's peace process. Speaking to reporters yesterday shortly after his meeting with Ambassador Booth, Sudan's chairperson of the Peace Commission, Suleiman Dabello, said, aside from discussing the Sudan peace plan, he and Booth also talked about the status of refugees and internally displaced persons in Darfur.
He got a lot of answers to a lot of inquiries and he was briefed on the progress made on the implementation of the Juba peace deal.
Dabello says Ambassador Booth reiterated the commitment of the U.S. and other partners to support the transitional period in Sudan. He says the U.S. Special Envoy was pleased with the level of progress made by the transitional government in achieving lasting peace and gaining the trust of the international community.
He promised that Sudan has been removed from the list that has been imposed on and that Sudan is now open to the international community and the United States and Troika countries will do what they could to support the transitional government in Sudan to fully implement the peace deal, economic recovery and other developments.
The African Union's Peace and Security Council delegation is expected to visit Darfur today to see the security situation on the ground after the withdrawal of the joint United Nations and African Union's peacekeeping mission in December last year. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.